Hi, I'm Lynn Warfel, welcoming you backstage with the New World Symphony. This week, we meet second-year tuba fellow, the one and only in the symphony, Joshua Lee. He's from Ladysmith, Wisconsin, and he did his undergraduate work at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire and graduate work at the University of Minnesota. Joshua came to the tuba by way of the trombone and didn't start playing in orchestras until he was in high school, but he clearly recalls the very first time he heard a professional orchestra play.
The first time I really felt really blown away by an orchestral performance was when I was a junior at Eau Claire, and I heard the Minnesota Orchestra do Pictures at an exhibition. And it was actually the first concert I had ever attended put on by a major symphony orchestra. In Eau Claire, I didn't have a car until later, and so finally I just drove the hour and a half drive to get to Minneapolis, and then I started going back almost every weekend after that. When your ears hear something like that for the first time, it just kind of opens up this new world of possibility that you didn't know existed.
Josh's desire for an unusual pet and an unexpected summer rain shower led him to the tuba.
It was summer band. And I rode my bike to the high school because I was going to meet the janitor that I had made friends with to pick up a bird cage because I was in this parrot phase and I really wanted a parrot. So I rode to school to get the parrot cage, and it started raining and I was stuck there. And I didn't have my instrument, so I actually just took a tuba out of the case from the instrument storage room, started playing it. My band director walked in and said, "It sounds like you've been doing that for a while. Have you been practicing when I haven't been around?" It just took that one little bit of encouragement from him to really get me started, and I've never stopped.
Josh finds that the way Michael Tilson Thomas communicates with the orchestra is a huge source of inspiration for him.
I think what I really, really love about him is how he can think of some crazy creative analogy to explain just about anything, where he doesn't have to talk in technical terms, but the things he wants to happen technically, I feel like he can make happen by explaining them in a really creative way that has nothing to do with technique. It's just a story, or the way he just comes up with any kind of analogy. And I sit back there and I'm just like, oh, now I totally get it.
One of the concerts from last year was also a big source of inspiration and opportunity for Josh. And there's also no doubt about the piece he's looking forward to later this month.
I really loved this concert that we did last year with Robert Spano and American in Paris. That was a really great moment for me because it was the first time I ever had a really present solo in the orchestra since I had been at New World. There are so many great pieces if you want to hear the tuba this season. We have Prokofiev 5 coming up. Prokofiev and Mahler and Strauss actually wrote for the tuba in a lyrical way, almost like a big French horn, in a way. The first movement,
while quick to admit tuba jobs are few and far between, Josh feels New World Symphony has given him every opportunity to be the best musician he can be, and it's given him a new passion as well.
I found that I really love teaching. I have a student here through our community engagement program. It's like a free lessons program. You can't teach one person like you teach another person. You have to find out how their mind works and how they process things. And that can be like a very interesting journey.
Tuba fellow Joshua Lee. I'm Lynn Warfel. Join me again next week for Backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida.